Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Scouting 5, recapping scouting news from around the world for the week of September 2nd, 2019. I'm Scouter Ken, and today I'm recording from St. Albert, Alberta. Girl guides across British Columbia will soon receive additional high school credit after noticing that scouts, their male counterparts, although there's an issue with that news story because Scouts has been open to male and female membership for 21 years in Canada, but let's, you know, leave aside that point for the moment. Scouts were, however, getting nearly double the number of high school credits for participating in the scouting program that Girl Guides were for participating in the guiding program, and certainly there's an imbalance there that was worth rectifying, regardless of whether news organizations in Canada have caught up with changes to Scouts Canada's membership policies in the last two decades. The British Columbia Ministry of Education offers school credit for some courses and programs outside of the public school system. This initiative is led by a set list of approved organizations. Both guides and scouts can get these credits through civic action and through work in their communities, but scouts can earn up to 4 credits for their participation in the program, whereas guides have only been earning 2 to this point in time. The issue was recently brought to light by a 12-year-old girl guide from Ladysmith. Her name has been withheld from the story, but kudos to her even so. The girl guides took the issue to the British Columbia provincial government, and effective September 1st, so just a couple of days ago, the Ministry of Education there now offers the same credit to girl guides that the scouts get. Construction is officially underway on Camp Trivera, a new Girl Scout camp near Oklahoma City. It's been nearly 3 years since the Girl Scout they are sold their beloved Camp Cookie Land to make room for a new turnpike. Construction started on the new camp just about a month ago, just east of the Oklahoma City Zoo. It's been a long journey to get there, but the new Girl Scout camp is finally starting to take shape. The camp will focus on STEM activities to encourage girls to pursue careers in science, math, and technology. And that's a big reason why the location, just across the lake from a science museum and the zoo, was chosen. Girls have been involved in the process from the beginning, from negotiating the sale of Cookie Land to raising money to build the new camp. And in October, a special camp will actually allow them to work with architects on some of the designs of the main building that will be installed at Camp Trivera. The council, the Girl Scouts of Western Oklahoma, have so far raised about $10.5 million of the $12 million needed to build the new camp. But right now, the need is critical. They need about $200,000 more dollars raised in order to qualify for a $1 million matching grant or contribution. So I guess if you are in the Oklahoma area, or, you know, if you have connections in the Oklahoma area, maybe do consider supporting development of this camp with a donation. And now hopping across the pond for a couple of stories. Gilwell Reunion. If you've not heard of it, this is an event for adults in scouting to come together from around the world. It's an opportunity to gain new skills at workshops and training sessions, to pick up ideas for your programs, and to enjoy a weekend of activities and entertainment. It's also an event to say thank you for all of your hard work volunteering your time bringing up a new generation of young scouts. This year, the 93rd Gilwell Reunion will be held at Gilwell Park, and is also, of course, celebrating the 100th year of the park itself. The event will start on the 6th of September, that's a Friday, and finish up on the 8th of September, and will offer a jam-packed program of activities for everybody lucky enough to have a ticket. Again, a mix of workshops, courses, inspirational talks, exhibitor spaces, as well as heritage activities and evening entertainment. Unfortunately, Gilwell Reunion 2019 is already sold out. No tickets are available. So if you already have a ticket and you're going, congratulations, and I hope you have a grand time this coming weekend. And if not, it might be something to keep in mind for next year. Also coming up in the UK, Scoutfest 2019. This is another event for adults in scouting to come together, have fun, work on their skills, and pick up program ideas. Again, the program will involve interactive workshops, talks, activities to support you in your role as a scouter. And they will be covering a quite wide range of topics, including things like first aid, activity permits, digital program delivery, practical scouting skills, safeguarding the youth, and a lot more. For your entertainment, they'll also have things like archery and abseiling, caving, crate climbing, And they're even bringing in some outside organizations to showcase loads of amazing ideas and resources for your program, things for your youth to do, ways to engage with the community. And of course, the event would hardly be complete without some entertainment, so they'll be putting on campfires, Kaylee, there'll be a bar and a cafe in the evening to help you enjoy a fun evening with your friends. Tickets for this one are still available. Now, again, it's a UK event, so, you know, if you're planning to be in the area when it takes place, then by all means, do click through the link and consider purchasing tickets. Tickets are available from £15. And a big thanks to Andrew Barber for submitting the last two stories, and he did so via our Discord server. So, Forest Scouting Stuff has just spun up their new Discord server. You can find us, discord.io/scoutingstuff. And that will, of course, take you to the Discord server, where at you can find, well, currently there's a few people there. Hopefully we can add more as the weeks roll on. And, of course, we've also used it already to record a couple of episodes and looking forward to using it to record future episodes as well, especially if we can bring in more participants. Because, of course, if you're on Discord, if you're on the server when we're recording, you will have the option to jump in and chime in on whatever we happen to be talking about that evening. And that is all the news I have for you this week. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, be prepared.